Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 15th week of Ordinary Time, and we have from Cameroon Father Anieti Okure, the Worldwide General Promoter for Justice and Peace for the Friars of the Order of Preachers. Father Anieti is calling in from Yaoundé with a preaching entitled, Grafted Onto Jesus.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. Today we are going to reflect on the theme, Remain grafted in Jesus, that you may have life and have it in the fullness. Life is full of unpredicted situations. Sometimes we have joy or pleasant surprises. Other times we are met with pain and suffering. We are inflicted with injustice and betrayal. This can push us to a point where we spend our lives trying to analyze every detail to find answers by ourselves. We spend days asking, why me? Why does God allow this to happen to me? Or why does God allow bad things to happen to those who are trying their best to do the right thing? Life's challenges can either draw us closer to God if we are fastened onto Him, or it might make us closed in on ourselves such that we fail to open up to others in service and thereby fail to reach our own potential. In the gospel passage today from Matthew chapter 11 verses 28 to 30, Jesus invites us to take up his yoke and follow him that we might find rest. What does this mean? A burden that is light? That seems a contradiction. But here, Jesus is inviting us to be grafted in him so that we can draw life from him and find peace in the midst of the challenges that come as we try to live our Christian lives. The Pharisees reduced people's relationship with God to legalism and self-righteousness measured by strict observance of the law, to the extent that they were even afraid of doing good, such as healing on the Sabbath, thinking God would be angry with them for walking on the Sabbath. Such irrational fear of God makes life burdensome. The yoke of the Lord Jesus, on the contrary, is guided by love, is guided by forgiveness, and is guided in a child-parent relationship with God through Jesus. Today's gospel passage is preceded by another passage where Jesus is thanking God the Father because what has been hidden from the wise and the learned, God has revealed them to children, to the childlike, to the simple at heart. We see already in this passage that Jesus is using a child-parent analogy to convey his message, where Jesus himself is the child giving praise and thanks to the Father. It is in this context that Jesus invites us to cultivate a child-parent relationship with God so that we might have life in him. Doing the right thing always is not a guarantee that life will be a bed of roses with no difficulties. It is not a guarantee that there will be no pain or suffering, no disappointment, no betrayals, no injustice. However, taking up the yoke of Jesus, that is, being grafted into Jesus, makes it easy. It makes the burden light because Jesus himself becomes our strength. Sometimes we prefer to play the wise and learned in our relationship with God. We want to do it on our own, by ourselves, as if we know it all, independent of God. Jesus continues to remind us that we must adopt a child-parent relationship with God that is anchored on Jesus, such that despite sufferings and pain, we can truly live a life that is not weighed down by worries, a life that is not stuck in sufferings, betrayals, and disappointment, a life that does not distract us from the living God who genuinely cares for us. Sisters and brothers, as long as we remain anchored on Jesus, as long as we remain grafted in Jesus and follow his footsteps, the burdens that come our way become light. Lord our God, trusting in your mercy and love, we lift up in prayers those who find life burdensome, those who feel betrayed, abandoned, and lonely. Draw them closer to yourself and comfort them and remind them that you are with them and you care for them. Amen.